Hey, welcome to the Fundraising Everywhere podcast. It's great to have you here. Over the next few episodes, we're taking a look at some of our favourite corporate partnerships on-demand sessions in celebration of our Corporate Partnerships Conference on the 21st of March. If you'd like to join us at the conference, you can use the promo code EFFYPODCAST to get 50% off. Yeah, just pop in EFFYPODCAST at checkout to get 50% off our Corporate Partnerships Conference in March via our website. Now, without further ado, on to today's episode. Enjoy.
Good afternoon, everybody. We are delighted to be speaking at the Corporate Partnerships Everywhere conference this year. And today I want to tell you about how a children's wear designer at Next helped to create one of the biggest, most successful partnerships for Parkinson's UK. Our partnership with Next is such an unbelievably rich case study. And today we want to give you an insight into one particular aspect of it, which is the power of collaborations, which has helped to build a really impactful partnership. My name is Galib. I'm the head of commercial partnerships at Parkinson's UK, and I'm absolutely delighted to be joined by the lovely and incredibly talented Jenna Douglas, who is the charities lead at Next, Parkinson's UK ambassador, and without doubt, the driving force behind our partnership. Before we start, a quick introduction to both organisations. Parkinson's UK is powered by our community, and we involve people with Parkinson's in everything that we do, as we will show you throughout this presentation. We are the largest funder in Europe into Parkinson's research, and we're on a mission to find new treatments and a cure to bring hope to the 145,000 people living with the condition. Whilst we wait for a cure, we support people with Parkinson's to live their best lives by providing vital support through our national and local support services.
So I'd like to tell you a little bit about Next. I'm sure you're mostly familiar with Next PLC, but in brief, we are a British multinational clothing, footwear and home product retailer. We have around 700 stores, of which 500 are in the UK and the rest in international. And as part of our corporate responsibilities, we as a retailer have created something which we've called Together at Next, which in short is a vessel which enables us as a retailer to engage with charities and help them to reach their goals. Together with Next's mission is to do what we do best and create beautiful designs which will appeal to customers and charity supporters. And our vision is to help amplify charities' awareness and also raise funds. Our goal is ultimately to work alongside these charities and understand their objectives and help them to achieve their targets. I'd like to tell you a little bit about how the partnership came about, a little bit about my story. So I have worked for Next for quite a long time and then was on maternity leave with my second daughter. I was 34 years old, and after giving birth and coming home, I'd say within a month or so, I noticed that there was something not quite right with my arm. I visited the doctor. He thought that they damaged a nerve when I'd had my daughter, and they gave me some nerve repair tablets. I went away and I took these tablets. Nothing happened. There was no improvement at all. And I just knew that something wasn't quite right. So I returned back to my doctor again and was quite forceful, but in the end got an appointment to see a neurologist and went to see this neurologist. As soon as he saw me and examined me, he said to me, you've either got Parkinson's or a brain tumour. You need to have the relevant tests, which was a DAT scan and an MRI. And of course, this was a massive shock. And all the time I'm still thinking, oh, he's got something wrong. You know, it can't be either of those. But then I found out that I had Parkinson's. So at 34 years old, two children, still working full time, I got the terrible diagnosis, and it's a massive shock. I didn't know anybody at all who had Parkinson's. I had no history of it in my family. I didn't know anything about it, to be honest. And I remember leaving the neurologist and just looking at this sea of paperwork and leaflets and picking up a few leaflets and taking them away. And it was, taking it in took a long time, but I got to a point where I had to speak to my employee. And I went to speak to my boss and made an appointment to see her. And I think she thought I was perhaps going to have my notice in, because, you know, people on maternity leave don't necessarily make appointments to go and see the boss in the middle of the maternity leave. I went in and I told her the news about my diagnosis, and she looked at me and she looked at this paperwork that I'd got. And on the front of it was a lady who was much older than myself. And she said to me, "This doesn't relate to you, and I don't understand." And since then, she's been really, really supportive, and as have all my colleagues at Next. They did everything they could to help me when I returned back to work, and helped with any adjustments that I needed to my workplace. They've been really, really supportive. And on the back of that, it's enabled me to help Parkinson's UK with some of their advocacy. I've done an advert for them. I did my story in their magazine. Basically, my aim is to raise awareness and try and basically get the point across is that anybody can get Parkinson's, young or old. And I don't want anyone to feel how I did when I found out. I don't want them to feel that they've got nowhere to turn to. So in order for that to happen, it meant getting myself out there and letting Parkinson's UK use me on their publicity to sell the story and to get the word out there, so people are aware of the things that what can happen, basically, and the need that there is for help for people with Parkinson's, young and old.
Thank you, Jenna, for sharing that really powerful story of your experience. And, you know, Jenna, you mentioned being diagnosed at the age of 34, which is absolutely unbelievable. You know, as you know, up to about 20% of people diagnosed with Parkinson's are under the age of 50. So quite significant figures. And also you talk around the sort of the lack of understanding of the condition as well. And certainly our research shows that, you know, about 87% of people with Parkinson's are really high, feel like they are misunderstood because of a lack of understanding amongst their employers and amongst the general public as well. From our point of view, when we heard Jenna's story and her experience, we immediately knew there was an opportunity here and a sort of shared purpose between both organisations, which was to increase the understanding of Parkinson's as a condition amongst the wider population, and also to highlight Next as a role model for diversity and inclusion in the workplace by sharing Jenna's story. So how do we go about creating this partnership? So from a practical point of view, and this won't come as a surprise to many of you, we started off with a brainstorming session, but this one was slightly different in the sense that we invited the experts, if you like, and it's really important to get people like fundraising and comms into these sorts of sessions. But we also invited colleagues from other areas of Parkinson's UK that have that creative mind that we know enjoy these type of things, to give a slightly different perspective of what we could achieve with the partnership. We also involved Jenna, and that was really important because Jenna could bring not only her lived experience of Parkinson's, but also insight because of her 15 years of experience at Next and within retail. The first particular aim of this session was to explore what was possible with colleagues. We looked at all the designs, the narrative, the opportunities in the future, and that was really important. But there was also a secondary aim as well, because we wanted our colleagues to buy into and be inspired about what was possible with Next. We also had to inspire Jenna, right? Because she was going to be our internal ambassador within Next and help to pitch the ideas that we came into her senior leadership team. So actually, when we got the call from Jenna, after a couple of weeks when it went quiet, we got a call to say, great news, Next have bought into it. However, we need to move really, really quickly to get logos finalized, samples produced, get it booked in with factories. Now, I think normally in those circumstances, we'd be jumping the joy and punching the air. But actually, in the back of our minds, we were thinking, oh, crikey, we need to have a conversation now with our comms colleagues about turning this around really quickly. I'm sure everyone can relate to that. But actually, what we found was those conversations with our colleagues were made much easier because we had involved them from the start and really helped us to turn around some of those really tight deadlines.
So I just want to talk to you a little bit about our partnership aims. At the start of the partnership, it was important that we had created our objectives together. We wanted to drive a warm feeling of togetherness, especially because this was during the pandemic times. And we wanted both our supporters and our customers to warm to the national brands. We wanted to use the creativity and expertise that we have at Next to create beautiful designed collections that would reach new target audiences for both the charity and for Next. And we wanted to use social media and celebrity influences to help us spread the word of the partnership and create a buzz. And importantly, we wanted to raise as much money and vital funding as we could do for Parkinson's UK.
So just in terms of some of those collaborations that we worked on, we've worked together to create three collaborations to date with 100% of profits going to Parkinson's UK. The first was the Be Yourself range that was designed by Jenna herself, and I'm actually modelling the T-shirt now. The second range was called Share the Love, which was created by internationally renowned artist Alex Echo, who also has Parkinson's. So again, we led with his particular story for the partnership.
And then the third and most recent collaboration was with British designer Eleanor Boma and was launched in 2022. We called it Share the Love. And the collaboration came about because I've always admired Eleanor's work. I've followed her on Instagram for a long, long time. And I've reached out to her and asked her if she would be involved. I'm aware that she's the same age as me. She has two children and a dog. So there's a lot of similarities between us. Although she doesn't suffer from Parkinson's. But hearing about the story and knowing that I'm a working mum like herself, she was compelled to be able to try and help. So together we created this range. She provided the artworks and we went ahead and did some adults T-shirts, some children's T-shirts, a lovely cushion and doormat.
And then in terms of our collaborations, here is a sneak preview of our latest collaboration, which is going to be launching very shortly for World Parkinson's Day in April, and beautifully modelled there by Jenna. This particular slogan, Live, Life and Inspire, came about actually when Jenna shared an image and a quote from somebody else that goes like this. I want to inspire people. I want people to look at me and say, because of you, I didn't give up. Now, I think that's a really powerful message that invokes the spirit of Jenna, but also so many from our inspirational Parkinson's community. And it was this feeling that we wanted to capture and sort of lead on within our messaging and design for this new collaboration. So keep an eye out for it and start saving now.
So we'd like to tell you a little bit about how we've used social media to help with our campaigns. The partnership wasn't just about product, it was about increasing the reach to both Next and Parkinson's UK by using ambassadors that we'd not necessarily associate with either brand. And it drove lots of interest and it created a buy it now attitude. So people were trying to buy it before it was too late. We used influencers and ambassadors to create a buzz all on social media. And we used people that, like I say, you would not necessarily connect with Parkinson's or with Next either. For instance, we used Scott Atkins, who's an international actor. He has 3.1 million followers on Instagram. And Anne Twist, who is the mother of Harry Styles, she also has a huge amount of followers, 2.5 million. We had a really incredible response. People were really positive, congratulating Next on the products and saying how lovely they were and how great it was that they were connecting with the cause. And comments included lots of positivity, and frequently mentioned was the fact that people were buying it in a memory of somebody that they knew who had Parkinson's, or buying it actually for somebody who suffers with Parkinson's, which was really nice. Moving on to the next slide, we also got lots of media coverage. So we used all the knowledge that we have at Next and all the knowledge that Parkinson's UK have to use lots of reached out to lots of different media people, and we managed to get placements in this is just a small snippet, but of Metro, the Sunday Mirror magazine, Bella, Grazia, and it really helped us raise awareness of the partnership in places that we would not normally always reach out to. And all the write-ups were extremely positive and feel-good factor was mentioned quite a lot. We'd like to just show you a small video which shows how we have collaborated together to create something which was really, really empowering and used on social media. During this little video, you'll see members of Parkinson's UK and members from Next Retail as well collaborating together to create something quite fun, interesting and to grab attention.
So what we've shared with you today is really just a snippet of what we've achieved with this partnership. We've learned a few things along the way as well that Jenna and I are really keen to share with you today. So just from my point of view, the first thing I want to share with you is the power of having that internal connection. You know, we were very fortunate that we had somebody like Jenna at Next that would help be our ambassador, but we had to inspire Jenna with our ideas about what was possible. So if you can involve your beneficiaries as part of the process and help tell their story, it's an incredibly powerful way to go about building your partnerships. Secondly, we focused on the shared purpose and the narrative of Jenna's story, especially in those really early days when we were talking to Next. And I would stress that sort of approach when you're speaking to anybody, any organization for the first time. You know, we only really spoke about money when we were drawing up the contract. So, you know, start with your shared purpose about tackling really key societal issues, and the money will follow. The third and final learning from us was that, you know, really work hard at your relationships with your colleagues. You know, I always say to my team, I'm sure they're sick of me saying this all the time, but it's, you know, treat your colleagues like your clients, involve them early in the conversations and throughout the process, take them for a coffee, get to know them, keep them updated, and of course, share the successes that you have.
So the key learnings from Next, obviously from our point of view, the brand association with Next has given Parkinson's UK credibility, which is great. And it's something that's frequently expressed from charities as a need. Also, the promotion that charities are able to provide for people and associations like Next is sizable and generated significant exposure for us ourselves. Promotion of the collaboration by others and influencers and celebs, for example, has helped us reach new customers, and nearly half the traffic to Parkinson's UK products were new customers. And finally, we found that every member of staff that was involved behind the partnership reflected that they were delighted that they were doing something positive for, as part of their job. And they loved raising awareness, and it brought new engagement and greater understanding to senior members of our staff as well.
And finally, I hope that what we've shared with you today will provide you with some useful hints and tips to take away to apply to your roles. We focused on the importance of being led by a shared purpose and that narrative, and also the power of relationships, both with Jenna and internal colleagues as well, to really help raise levels of collaboration to create a really powerful and impactful partnership. To finish off, and as is the theme of this particular conference, without a doubt, I believe there is a huge opportunity for corporate fundraisers, a pivotal moment, if you like, where businesses are looking to build long-term partnerships right now because their customers and their staff are demanding it. And the third sector is perfectly placed to help those businesses tackle some of society's biggest challenges.
Thank you so much for listening to the Fundraising Everywhere podcast. If you're enjoying this podcast, why not share it with a fundraising friend? And if you would like to give us a little like or subscribe, it really helps more fundraisers like you find us. Thank you so much. See you next time.